Two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs.
Hello?
Hello, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Robert Roselli, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Theory of Livolution and the Great Society of the Undead. And Robert has done a great deal of research into the background of the secret societies that are manifested today by the policies of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and the other groups that are working today to bring about a one-world government, which are a continuation of the philosophy of the ancient mystery religions. Robert, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Oh, how are you? And thank you for having me.
Well, why don't you simply explain your title? Because you call it the theory of live evolution or livevolution, but of course you have certain capitals there, so it really reads they live. Go ahead, pick up the story and explain the title and what you're trying to tell your readers.
Well, basically, I mean, you got it exactly right. I mean, you're one of the first ones to actually look at it and figure it out. But basically, that's really the title of the book, is They Live, and it's based on a movie, I don't know, by John Carpenter. It came out about 20 years ago under the same name. And the reason I embedded it in the theory of evolution is because at its core, that is really what the theory of evolution is about. It has absolutely nothing to do with science. I mean, and you're a doctor yourself, a scientist, I'm sure you know. It's complete garbage. I don't care how many physicists in the ACLU they throw at this thing, but there's a real evil side to it that, you know, I'm sure you know. You know, it traces back to Darwin, it traces up to our New Age lovelies like, you know, Blavatsky and Sanger, and right to another guy who people may know is Adolf Hitler. That is the real theory of evolution. And the reason it's been brought to our shores, of course, is to eviscerate, you know, the supreme judge of the world. That cited in the Declaration of Independence, that is its only function, its only possible function. So that's the impetus behind that title. And then a subtitle, Great Society of the Undead. You know, I've read all these New Age books and Manly Hall, and Freemason Historian, and a lot of these books. And one thing I picked up on was the word, everything was great. The great mysteries, the great mystery schools, you know, the great tree knowledge, this kind of thing. That's where I get great, and that is the great society, the one world government that they're trying to recreate, is the great society. That's why I put that in quotes, because as we all know, it's really not that great, or it's not going to be that great. And the undead refers to the United Nations, who's really at the core of this whole thing. And as you know, as I explain, I go through all this, you know, in sections 2 and 3 of my book, and that's basically in a nutshell, and what I've found personally is that the whole thing ties into the radical environmental movement, which has manifested, you know, the theory of evolution people and the New Agers and the other weirdos and crackpots out there have manifested themselves into the radical environmental movement. It's supported by, you know, familiar names to all the conspiracy kooks out there like us, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, these kinds of people. But that is really where the action is, and it just so happens to be they have one of their lackeys in the White House, one Barack Hussein Obama, and all the kinds of stuff's coming out with him and his Browner and as the new head of the EPA. She's part of Socialist International and all this kind of stuff.
Well, I think it's important that people really understand that supposedly Barack Obama was going to break with the past, but if you look at the people who surround him, at least 10 of them I can name right offhand who come from the Trial Audit Commission. There are only 120 in the entire North American hemisphere, and over 10 of them, or at least 10 of them, are under current government. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Robert Roselli. We're going to be talking about his book, The Theory of Live Evolution, and, of course, it's subtitled The Great Society of the Undead. People have to understand that what is going on today is a manifestation of the ancient mystery religions. For 5,000 years, as Bob brings out very clearly in his book, there's been a drive to bring about a one-world government under a one-world leader who will challenge the God of the Bible. And, of course, this is being manifested today. And, of course, the tragedy is that we have an awful lot of people out there who honestly believe that the new government is going to bring in change. It is going to bring a change for the far worse, because, of course, at this time our whole economy is collapsing. This whole thing is carefully orchestrated. One of the major architects of it is a man whose name is Timothy Geithner. He is the Secretary of the Treasury. He, of course, was challenged this last couple of days in his Senate hearings because he didn't pay some taxes in the past. No one has mentioned the fact that Timothy Geithner is the primary architect of what's going on as the president of the First Federal Reserve Bank of New York City, why he was instrumental in working with Mr. Paulson and Mr. Bernanke in bringing about, precipitating this unnecessary financial crisis. Not only that, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Group of 30. Why is that never brought out at the congressional hearings? Because you're not supposed to know about the fact that there is an elite who rules both political parties and makes mockery out of the democratic process. Robert, thank you so very much for being with us. It's a fascinating book you've written. And, of course, why did you put all the time and effort into getting this book out?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, basically I had like a little bit of knowledge, but, you know, the more sources and the more stuff I second source. I mean, I don't take anybody's word for it. I mean, I went out and bought these books, and you can go on my bibliography on my website and get a lot of stuff right off Amazon.com. I mean, for instance, I went out and bought Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, a bunch of books by Manly Hall, and I read this stuff myself, and a lot of it is documented in, you know, in sections 2 and 3 of my book. But it just seems like the more I found out, you know, the more I dug into this thing and I started connecting dots, and you start reading this stuff and the whole thing kind of connects in some kind of really bizarre way. And basically the best way I can summarize this is, if you, you know, my website is the New Age page. You know, if you could, it's circles of life. I mean, circles are very big to these people. And I did something called, you know, My Circle of Life. I mean, kind of a mocking the whole New Age circle of the zodiac thing, and I illustrated all these movements in kind of a chronological order.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Rob, who's written this book, fascinating book on the theory of evolution, or the Great Society of the Undead. Really, of course, is done what most people who write about the elite groups that run our society have not done. And that he has gone to the spiritual background of these groups, because behind all of the groups, whether it be the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Bilderbergers, or the Trilateral Commission, or the Socialist Movement, or the Communist Movement, or the Humanist Movement, or we can go down the list of all of the organizations that exist out there, the Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bone Society, the Illuminati, but behind all of them are powerful spiritual forces. This is not simply a political and ideological movement. It is a spiritual movement to bring about a one-world government and destroy Christianity. Would that be a fair appraisal of it, Robert?
Yeah, exactly. And as I said before, you know, the real impetus, you know, behind the theory of evolution, and that's why I bet they live in it, is to kind of sedate people, get them away from the true historical roots of the United States, our Christian founding. You know, basically, I broke it down into a logical argument. And I did this for all these, quote, conspiracies from the Federal Reserve to the environmental movement. But let's talk about this specifically. you know, basically what I said is the science, you know, first of all, evolution, you can go through the whole thing, but, you know, essentially it's statistically, mathematically impossible, okay? That has nothing to do with, you know, God or creation or anything like that. That's just plain, actual, scientific, mathematical fact, okay? Plus, and I document a whole bunch of other stuff.
Now, basically what you're saying is that statistically it would be impossible for man to have evolved, for life to have evolved, for the complexity of the human genome to have evolved just by chance. And it couldn't have occurred that the chances are so remote that it is literally impossible. And yet they want us to believe that everything is by chance, the perfect order in nature is by chance, the perfect structure of our society, our ability to resist you know, infections is all simply by chance, our ability to see, to hear, to be able to reproduce, all simply by chance. You got to have an awful lot of faith to believe that, I'll tell you.
Well, that's basically what I said. I said, look, just stand back and think about it. And forget about the, quote, experts, okay? And just think about this, you know, exactly logically, okay? Just think about it. And you can illustrate this with the first and second laws of thermodynamics, Newton's laws, okay? If you, very simple, like Newton's law, if you explode something, You know, momentum is a linear quantity, okay? You know, if you explode something, it's going to take off in all directions linearly, okay? The Big Bang. So therefore, I mean, how do you get something like the sun and the planets rotating around something when they should be all, everything, the whole universe should just be just pure chaos going all places linearly, okay? And that's a very simple application of Newton's law, but that just illustrates how actually stupid theory of evolution is, and I break it down like this. I say, this theory is so dumb. its only logical use is to eviscerate the God of Israel, the supreme judge of the world, cited in the Declaration of Independence. And this is this is backed up by the facts. Look at the ACLU, founded by a bunch of communists. Okay, I'm not saying things. I don't say things without any backing, okay? If you go back, Roger Nash Baldwin and Norman Thomas, you know, socialist candidate for president back in the 40s and the 50s, okay? You know, Roger Nash Baldwin, communism is the goal as the founder of the ACLU, okay? These people are communists, okay? And maybe it sounds like Joe McCarthy, who actually was, in my opinion, is about a step below George Washington as far as great Americans of history. I mean, that guy's been steamrolled to no end for good reason, if you're from the left, that is. But basically, you know, the ACLU is they're leading the fight for evolution and this whole separation of church and state scam.
But because, as you point out in your book, certainly communism has been financed since its inception by people here in this country, and it is still financed by people of this country to focus our attention on the wrong enemy. It's the greatest scam of all time. Get people focusing on the threat of communism, and you'll never realize that the true threat is not in Moscow or in Beijing. It's in New York City and in Washington, D.C., and it's in these secret organizations or covert organizations that control our government and certainly have been funding communism and using communism, because you have to have an enemy to rally the people behind this invisible government that is moving us towards this one world government. And you bring this out really very well in your book. We've been creating these enemies intentionally and deceiving the people about the threat of communism, which is a real threat, has always been here.
Yeah, and I appreciate the compliments, but you have one of the reasons, okay, for communism, but, you know, another reason is obviously, you know, if you bankroll somebody, I mean, you basically own them, and that was, you know, that was another one of the reasons why, you know, Wall Street would get involved, you know, starting something that should be a contradiction. And another reason is, you know, communism is a very convenient population control type of thing. That gets back to the environmental movement. It's really a population control movement. And then also, it's control, obviously. You know, you have a small Politburo like in Russia or China. I mean, communism is a blatant, it's another logical contradiction. I mean, obviously, somebody has to be in control of society, whether that be, you know, United States constitutional government or the Politburo, or else you have anarchy. And when you have communism, obviously you have a very small, powerful group, an oligarchy, you know, controlling the masses. It's a logical contradiction. It's supposed to be equality, but it's really the most unequal society you can produce. But that's, you know, but that's the logical contradiction. That's, there's no logic to any of this, okay? But basically, that's what's going on. But another thing, you know, and this is why I see, you know, the book of Revelation unfolding here, you know, before our eyes, is the gangbankers, so I call them, the guys behind the Federal Reserve, because that's what they are, a bunch of criminals. That would be, you know, most notably in this country, that would be the Rockefeller family. Okay, they're behind everything. They are behind everything. And there's on a New Age page of my website, I wrote a thing called 1984. I very systematically traced all the movements out of 1984. There's a reality movement, a corresponding reality movement, and behind every one of those movements is the name Rockefeller, and it's all documented. But that's just, you know, that's just a little aside. But basically, what they've done is they created a monster. Okay, because I think what's starting to happen now is Russia, under this Putin, is starting to feel the ropes a little bit. They're starting to get a little cocky and maybe a little bit desperate, and so is China, okay? And then both these countries just so happen to be hooking up with Iran, who is ready to eviscerate the nation of Israel. So you can really start, you're really starting to see things come together here in a very dramatic fashion.
But of course, why are we doing everything we can to encourage corporations to move their manufacturing capacity to China? General Motors, who is, of course, demanding that we give them a lot of money so that they don't go bankrupt, General Motors just opened their 8th manufacturing plant in communist China. Now, they're having a little difficulty there because of the cutback on the economy in China, but we have to understand that we have actually, through the World Bank, the Export-Import Bank, the International Monetary Fund, through American bankers, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and J.P. Morgan Chase, and certainly through many of our major corporations, we have built up the economy of communist China. Why would rational people do that? And of course, I don't think rational people have done it. I think that people who have a different worldview, to them it's perfectly all right. We want to have a powerful enemy. I believe they want to have a war with China, with Russia, but if they don't have a military, how can we have a war with them any more than we could have had a war with Adolf Hitler during the Second World War unless we had built up his economy beforehand? And anybody who would like to see a copy of the letter I found from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writing to Colonel House, asking why American corporations were building up the Nazi war movement. And, you know, they couldn't even get any money out of the country because of export controls. And you bring all these things out very, very well in your book. So why don't you just sort of elaborate a little on this? Because so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense if you look at it logically.
That's exactly, I mean, thematically, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and, you know, and it applies to the, you know, applies, as I just said, to the theory of evolution, and you can also apply it to the Federal Reserve Bank. You know, the same line of logic, okay? You know, look at all the smart, and that name House, the Mandel House, you know, Woodrow Wilson's, you know, quote, advisor, just like Brzezinski's, you know, Obama's, quote, advisor, you know, the Rockefeller lapdog in the middle of everything. But anyway, it doesn't make any, look at the Federal Reserve Bank, which is at the core of this whole thing, and then I'll expand out, to, you know, to get to your question. But, you know, again, you have a system here set up by the best minds of finance in the world, the Morgans, your Rockefellers, you know, your Rothschild interests represented by, you know, Warburg brothers, Jacob Schiff, all these people went down to Jekyll Island. And underneath all the BS, and excuse my French, but underneath it all, basically what you have is you have a system that's so dumb that it logically, it just cannot be an accident. You cannot convince me that the all these minds, Rockefellers, Morgans, Warburg, Schiff, and all the other gangbankers, all these other criminals, are that dumb. Okay?
No, they're not very dumb. They're ingenious, after all. But
exactly.
They understand whoever actually issues the money controls the nation. And certainly this is what they're doing. And, of course, we've had a great deal of prosperity. They've just ground out all of this money over a period of many years. But now they're contracting the money because they've got so much of it out there. Yeah. And, of course, they're contracting this. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're doing it intentionally and purposely. Down the line, we're going into hyperinflation. And, of course, you can see what happened and what's going on in Zimbabwe today and the government which we installed and we've kept in power, but we can't let the American people know that we've had to fund those poor people in Zimbabwe for humanitarian purposes. So we give money to the government to feed the soldiers so they can oppress the people.
Yeah.
But the money and the effort and the supplies don't get to the people. And we've done that throughout the world, keeping dictators in power, as we do in North Korea. But we can't let the American people know that we're funding the wicked dictator of Ruth ruthless dictator of North Korea, any more than we can let people know that prior to World War II and even during World War II, American corporations were building the war materials for Adolf Hitler, and during the war, why the Standard Oil tankers were supplying the German submarines that were sinking American ships loaded with American soldiers. We can't let the American people know that. They've got to believe that there's a right and a wrong, and we're on the right side without realizing that America was taken over a long time ago.
Yeah.
My people would have a different allegiance. And we're going to be back in just a moment with Robert Roselli and talking about his great book, The Theory of Livolution and the Great Society of the Undead. Well, Robert, what is this great society of the undead that you speak of?
Well, basically, just when I say, I put this, I think as in my introduction before, what I found, I read through, especially Manly Hall, if people sit down and really read that guy's books, that guy lays the whole thing out from ancient Egypt to Plato to the quote, great philosophers.
Well, can you explain to people who Manly P. Hall was? Because I know who Manly P. Hall was, but the average listener has never heard of Manly P. Hall, and yet he was one of the most important philosophers of the, most of the 20th century. So who was Manly P. Hall, and why is he important?
Well, Manly Hall, basically, he wrote a whole slew of books, and I read a few of them. One of them, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. And I'll just tell people for their information, just go to Amazon.com and type in Manly Hall, and you'll get about 20 books and just read them. Turn off the garbage, news, Fox News and this other corporate garbage that you watch and read what these people are really saying. It's there in black and white. But anyway, he was a Freemason. He was I think he was 33rd degree, right? I think he reached the highest degree. And he had all the inside information on Freemasonry, and he was basically the most well-known historian of Freemasonry. He lived out in California around the early 20th century.
Well, actually, he didn't die until about 1990, somewhere in there. But he lived in Southern California, and he had the Philosophical Research Foundation down there.
Yep. And he lived, so I guess he may have been born in the early 20s, but whatever. He lived in the 20th century, so he's relatively modern. But he read he wrote a whole slew of books. It's just there for the reading, okay? And he goes back into the ancient, the great mysteries, the great mystery religion, and basically when I started reading stuff, I said, wait a second. They keep referring to this word great, great is godliness and the great white brotherhood and the great this and the great that, okay? I said, wait a second. What the word great is one of the code words of the elite, is one of these instances where they got their middle finger in the air and they're saying right in our face, and they're saying, we got you and you don't even know it, okay? It's just like the front cover of my book is a capitalist pyramid on top of St. John's the Divine right here in New York City, the capitalist pyramid of the Illuminati, Enlightenment, the same capitalist pyramid that's on the back of your Federal Reserve note with the all-seeing eye on it. That's why I put the two pictures on the top of my homepage. I put the two pictures right next to each other. I pasted it on the front cover of my book for all that are paying attention. That is what Manly Hall is referring to. The capping of the Great Pyramid is the pinnacle of evolution, but our spiritual evolution, and in a nutshell, what that is the acquisition of knowledge that we can become God, which just so happens to be the same deception told by the serpent, Adam and Eve in a certain Garden of Eden, okay? And what I did is you go back in history and you read about what the Freemasons and the New Agers call the Great Deluge, okay? Their Atlantis, okay, was the pre-flood society. To them, it was a great philosophic empire or some kind of garbage. Obviously, to the real God, the God of Israel, it was a mess. It was a manifestation of half demonic, half animal, half human. All kinds of weird cross-genetic experiments were going on. Okay, and this is all documented with, Tom Horn and Raiders News Network and this kind of thing, and that's probably a peripheral conversation, but in a nutshell, the Atlantean society was destroyed by a certain great flood event, okay, the flood of Noah, okay. But all these people, they talk about it as
hold
a tragedy.
Hold that thought. We're bringing our stations back on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Rob Bozzelli. We're talking really about the background. First of all, about a man named Manly P. Hall, who was an occult philosopher. He was basically a Satanist, a worshiper of Lucifer. He had a philosophical research foundation. It's still in Southern California. And he has really millions of disciples. He's written a number of books. We carry, actually, a couple of them, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, and, of course, The Secret History of the United States, And all of these books really will tell you the same basic thought, that there is and always has been the secret societies of which he was part. That's why it's so important. He actually revealed the fact that the secret societies are there. Their ultimate goal is to bring a world government about. And the secret destiny of America, of the United States, was to facilitate bringing that about. And of course, Rob then emphasizes the importance of the pyramid. Now, you will be given all sorts of reasons and explanations why there's a pyramid on the back of the dollar bill. Oh, it's a great Christian symbol. And boy, if you believe that, you probably believe anything. You know, it is not a Christian symbol. It's an occult symbol. And above that, of course, is the triangle with the glorified eye hovering over the top of the uncapped pyramid. And that is a symbol of the ancient mystery religions. And what we are seeing is the fulfillment today of the plan of the ancient mystery religions. Would you like to sort of develop that point? Because you certainly allude to that a great deal in your book, that we are seeing the fulfillment of this ancient plan today, with, of course, this move towards restore Atlantis, America's the new Atlantis, to lead the world into this new religion. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, you're exactly correct, okay? And as you know, I was saying before, you know, in a nutshell, and look, I spent, I think, almost 200 pages, you know, going through this in section 3 of my book, and I'm trying to summarize here, but basically, the capping of the pyramid, that illuminated eye, is illumination or enlightenment or whatever you want to call it, that man really is God, okay? This traces all the way back to the pre-flood society. Now, what happened? You had the flood, and then you had, you know, the first known, and this is secular and both biblical, the first known peoples of the earth seems to be the Sumerians, you know, and which is, you know, Sumeria is a modern-day Iraq and the Babylonian Empire, okay? Then you had the Tower of Babel, where it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a tower. They weren't literally trying to build a tower, but what it was an astrology-based society, you know, constellations, the stars, this kind of thing, okay? And then another thing I looked at was the actual Pyramid of Giza, okay? And I spent a whole section on this, okay? There's no conceivable way. We can't even build this thing today, okay, from a structural standpoint. There were blocks of granite in this thing, like 200 tons, okay? And I derived all this stuff mathematically. But another thing that struck me, and I read this by another author, by Zechariah Sitchin, okay? I read this guy's books. This guy is another wealth of knowledge and information about the ancient gods of ancient Israel and ancient Babylon, okay? And he said the size of the Great Pyramid, you know, come out to, I think it was like 52 degrees. What I did is I mathematically went through and I checked his numbers, okay, and it checks out. And in a nutshell, what happens is you did a term called squaring the circle, okay? What happens if you take the angle of the side of the Great Pyramid, you know, you go through all the ratios, and I don't want to, you know, you can go through that in section 3 of the book. But anyway, what pops out is the formula, or the numerical value of pi, okay? So basically what they've done is with the Great Pyramid, which happens to be capless, by the way, and that stood at the pre-flood Atlantean society, okay, is what they've done with the help of these, you know, genetic freaks or whatever these ancient gods were, okay, the Nephilim of Genesis 6. They created the Great Pyramids to get in contact with the heavens, okay, and when you cap that Great Pyramid, what that means is you've achieved, quote, knowledge, okay? And that is the real theory of evolution, is the capping of the Great Pyramid, okay? And I know I'm maybe jumping around a bit, but that's as general as I can get. I mean, I can talk about this stuff for hours and go through section 3 of my book. But, you know, the concept is when you, quote, square the circle, that ties into this, you know, infinity. You know, the circle, you know, the constellations, the 12 cycles of the zodiac. And on the top of my New Age page on my website, there's a circle of the zodiac with, you know, with the sun god, or, you know, the Christ Apollo at its center, okay? That's right out of a book called Alchemy and Mysticism, okay? achieving that sunlight, the sun, the illumination, it all traces back to the same concept. The circle of the zodiac implies the circle is infinity. It's the exact same thing as this Buddhist and Hindu concept of karma, of reincarnation. You die, you live, you die, you come back as something else, you live, you die, you come back. It doesn't necessarily have to be as a person. You come back, a person come back as a cat, okay? That's how this rooted in lunacy all this stuff is.
But I think people have to understand, if you go to Washington, D.C., go to the Dirksen Building, you'll find the signs of the zodiac painted on the ceilings on every floor. Go throughout Washington, D.C., and if you know what to look for, you'll see all the signs of astrology and, of course, the ancient gods. What's it doing in Washington, D.C.? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and Rob, go right ahead.
Okay, and I'll just take a sidestep here real quick. I know a lot of, quote, conspiracy kooks out there, they want to tie in the Founding Fathers with Freemasonry, okay? I personally couldn't disagree with that concept more, okay? And look, Freemasonry was a popular thing back in those days, and a lot of them were low-level Freemasons, okay? But the fact that they set up the government the way they did is the exact opposite of any type of Freemason, rule, communistic type of government. There's a lot more to it than that, but I just want to make that very clear, okay? And I know you mentioned Washington, D.C., and there is a lot of occult-related symbols, and that ties back into my whole circle of life that I explained before. Essentially, we're surrounded, and when I say we, I'm talking about your Constitution, Declaration of Independence, biblical Christian-believing people like us, and hopefully, people that are listening to the show right now, and I just take this opportunity. On the top of my website, there's something called, God's Simple Salvation Plan. And if you're on the fence, may I suggest you read that and get on board with the right side of this, okay? Because things are going to start to unravel fast with the gang banker lapdog, and Brzezinski lapdog and Rockefeller lapdog Obama coming online, okay? It's not a coincidence that this guy is so radically pro-abortion that, he thinks it's okay that a live baby can be left to die if the intent was for an abortion, okay? It's no coincidence that he's very much into the, quote, climate change fiasco, okay? This stuff, it all adds up, okay? These people are really interested in population control, and I realize, but I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, okay?
Well, I think it's important that people understand that there is an agenda behind what's going on today. None of these things are happening by accident.
No.
When we elect a president, we do not elect the candidate of our choice. No. We elect the candidate of their choice because they control both McCain and Obama, except I think they wanted Obama in. That's why they dropped the stock market just before the election, yeah, so that people would be almost panicked in voting for Obama. They did a magnificent job. Everybody is looking forward to the coronation, the inauguration coming, yeah, up very soon, and they think that things are going to be dramatically different. But ladies and gentlemen, the same people are in charge. I mean, there are many holdovers from the Clinton administration, even holdovers from the Bush administration. The change we're going to get is going to be a change for the worse. As they consolidate their ultimate power, they destroy our economy, they destroy the value of our currency, they impoverish the American people, and establish their one world order. We'll be right back. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Before we go on, Rob, would you like to tell our listeners how to get to your website, how they can get copies of your book?
Sure. Everything's on the website, okay, and the website is boxofsunglasses.com. It's one word, okay, and on there, the book is right on the website, and it's called They Live. I mean, I embedded it in the theory of evolution as discussed, but it's boxofsunglasses.com, one word, and just go through it. I mean, I'm posting stuff up there, at least a couple times a week, and just, I'm on my own, so just, forgive any, grammatical errors or any type of thing you might see, just overlook them. But basically, in the book's available on that site. Plus, everything I talk about, everything is there. I'm not hiding anything, and I actually encourage people to check my sources, okay? I'm not in this for the money. I'm not in this to make, you know, say I'm great. I'm telling people. I'm just trying to wake people up, okay? Because there's a real nefarious element to what's going on here, and it's only going to get worse, okay? And basically, you can almost see the separation, you know, the concept of the wheats and the tares, okay? And Obama seems to be doing that. And unfortunately, and I even go into the prologue of my book, you know, I fully expect 90% of the people not to get it, okay? And that's based right out of, there's a passage, and I think it's in the book of Luke, right, in my prologue where I say, you know, Jesus healed 10 lepers, and only one of them bothered to come back and thank him, okay? And what I think what he's saying there is 90% of the people just aren't going to get it. They're just basically sedated lapdogs or sheep, okay, unfortunately. And that's really, you know, what Dr. Stan and myself are trying to get across here is that people need to wake up, for as many as possible, okay? Now, that being said, you know, where has this whole thing really manifested itself today? In the environmental movement, okay? And on the bottom of my New Age page, go down there and look at it for yourselves, okay? I did a whole bunch of links. First of all, let me just say, you know, I have a civil engineering background, okay, and trust me, the science of global warming is complete garbage, okay? I don't want to say it's as bad as the theory of evolution, but it certainly gives it a run for the money, okay? It's that bad. I mean, nothing Al Gore says is scientifically valid. His models are all wrong. You know, just look, I mean, we have snow in Malibu, we have snow in New Orleans, we have snow in Las Vegas, okay?
I thought that was because the global warming produced the global cooling, and that's why we're having a colder winter than we've had before. It's all about global warming, or maybe it's all a scam.
Well, if you notice, you know, now it's climate change. So basically what these goofballs are, they're not really goofballs, but they're smart because they got about 90% of the people fooled into believing this stuff. But really what they're saying is, look, you know, mankind sucks. And he really is upsetting the fragile balance of nature and Mother Earth, okay, the modern manifestation of the ancient Babylonian religion, okay. That's really, they got the conclusion, and they're just saying whatever it takes, to get to that conclusion. It's the exact opposite of the scientific method, okay. The scientific method, you take your data, you take your available evidence, and you come out with the best possible scenario, okay. And believe me, global warming or climate change or whatever is not it, okay.
I think people have to really understand what the whole scam is about. First of all, of course, it's very good for Al Gore because he sells carbon credits, and he's made a lot of money, millions of dollars on that. But the real motivation behind it is the destruction of Western civilization. Why? Well, look at the man we have there. He's going to become Secretary of Energy. He hates coal. He certainly is not going to go along with building nuclear plants. So if we can't generate electricity from coal, and we can't do it from electricity, and they don't want us to use natural gas, because it produces CO2, and they don't want to use oil because it produces CO2.
Yeah.
And they certainly don't want us to have cattle because they have methane, and they tell us those are greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
But what this is really all about is the destruction of our ability to either use our cars or to generate electricity. You have to have power. You have to have electric power to be able to have an industrialized society. And they want to destroy our industrialized society. Now, they're going to do everything they can, of course, to build up the nuclear power plants. Westinghouse is building nuclear power plants, 5 of them over in China, with funds that are coming from the United States. We're giving them the funds so China can build nuclear plants, but we can't have them here because, oh my goodness, we just don't know what to do with the spent fuel. And why don't we reprocess it like they do with every other country? Oh, somebody might steal it and make atom bombs out of it. They've always got the reasons, but the real reason is they want to destroy our society. And when you understand that, if they can destroy, we used to have 25% of our GDP was manufacturing. Now it's down to 11%. We've transferred it all to communist China, and we've paid to go it over there. We've given the corporations that moved over there special tax breaks. But now if we can simply destroy the rest of it, why we can, of course, destroy the industrial base of America, and certainly we'll have impoverished people, especially as they destroy the value of our currency with this phony scam that they've created as far as what they've done. They've created this whole economic system, and we could talk about that, or you can read my newsletters and see it. But, Rob, certainly when you wrote this book, you didn't foresee this terrible economic crisis, did you?
Oh, actually, I did. I never really took it seriously. I mean, I don't know if a guy named Larry Burkett wrote a book called The Coming Economic Earthquake around 20 years ago. And I read it, and I was kind of intrigued by it. And I even voted for Ross Perot back in 92, because actually he was the only one talking about the national debt and what a serious situation it was. But then I listened to Limbaugh and the other quote conservatives out there. The national debt's nothing to worry about. It's a small percentage of our GDP, and we'll grow away out of it. And all these other clowns.
Remember Rush Limbaugh is the finest conservative money could buy. He's a personal friend of the Rockefellers. He's a personal friend of the people within the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations.
And
he, of course, he gets $40 million a year, because he doesn't tell the American people the truth. And you go onto his program and you try to talk about the Trilateral Commission, he'll just shut you right down, demonize you, yell at you. But, of course, the thing is that there really are these organizations that are dedicated to a world government. They're subversive organizations. They want to destroy America and its sovereignty and impoverish our people, so they'll go along with this one world government that's been planned for thousands of years.
Well, it's been planned. I mean, it's basically what we have here is the third attempt. It's strike three and you're out. And that's basically what we're coming to, with the apocalypse, okay? But that's basically what, the first attempt being, Atlantis, the United States is new Atlantis, okay, so that should be a big hint, okay, was Atlantis before the flood. The second attempt was, of course, Sumeria or the Babylonians, in ancient Babylon, which was being rebuilt by Saddam Hussein, okay, and the Tower of Babel, okay, that was attempt number two. What we're at the verge of here is attempt number three, okay. And the way they're bringing it about is the environmental movement. Of that I am convinced. Okay, and I document very carefully again at the bottom of my New Age page all this stuff. But before I get into that too much, let me just say this. If anybody doubts what I say, that this stuff is all coming out of the UN and those guys are just a bunch of kooks, crackpots, freaks, weirdos, ex-communists, current communists, anarchists, and all this type of thing, I have actual images from a magazine called Cosmos Magazine, okay? That's Cosmos, as in the cosmos of the outer space, okay? These people are a bunch of New Age loons, okay, involved in the environmental movement, and I have pictures of these things, the World Wisdom Council, and all this other garbage, okay? And who's right in the middle of this thing? But one Mikhail Gorbachev and the Green Cross, okay? So that ought to set people's, rabbit ears. That ought to put people's antennas up immediately, okay? What's really going on here with this whole thing, okay? But it is.
But I think people have to understand that Mikhail Gorbachev is deeply involved in the occult. And the common denominator behind all of this is the occult. The Trilateral Commission's logo consists of three arrows joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. I wonder why they picked that logo.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what it is, okay? And again, it all. It's probably confusing to some people, and I'm just. But it's all very, I did my best I can. That's why my book is over 400 pages, okay, because I document all this stuff and I go through it very carefully. But you're exactly right, all right. There's no such thing as atheism, okay. Look, you either believe in God or you believe in all these other garbage religions, and in garbage I'm talking about Hinduism, Islam, Mormonism, even Roman Catholicism, whatever you want to talk about. And I document all this in section one, which is actually on the website, at no cost whatsoever, okay. That is what's sizing up here in these end times, okay.
But there are some Roman Catholics who really do believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, and they would call them born again Roman Catholics. So we can't generalize, and more than we can generalize against Jewish people. Some are bad, some are good, but the important thing to realize is it's a spiritual battle, and of course it's your relationship with Jesus Christ that's important, not what church you go to. Our telephone, and I know you were raised as a Roman Catholic. public, so we're not going to hold that against you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment on the subject we're talking about today. But Rob has done a tremendous job in putting together a lot of information. And, of course, it all ties into our monetary system. And remember, the plan has always been that America would use its financial and military power to bring about this one world government. And right now we're in the process of destroying the economy of the entire world. And, of course, once that happens, the people are impoverished. They'll be much more willing to accept this coming world government. It's very obvious this is what it's all about because Henry Kissinger wrote an article just a few days ago in the International Herald Tribune. You can go up on the Internet, Google in Henry Kissinger, International Herald Tribune, New World Order, or I think he called it the New World Financial Order. And it's very obvious they intend to use this crisis and all the suffering it's going to bring and the destruction of people's pensions and their life savings to bring about this world government because they don't care about humanity. They want chaos and crisis because their ultimate goal is the establishment of this one world government and the destruction of Christianity and the establishment of a one world religion. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you said a lot there, and I can go off on tangents for hours just addressing this. But, you know, for the article, I got it myself. It's IHT.com for any of those who are interested. I think it was January 12th was the date. But anyway, that's exactly right, okay? And what I'm saying is that all this stuff, the focal point of all this stuff is the environmental movement, have no doubt, okay? It is complete junk science. And then let me just say a couple of things. And number one, when I talk about the environmental movement, I'm not talking about, you know, just legitimate environmental problems, you know, water pollution, solid waste disposal, and these kinds of things. You know, as a civil engineer, of course I know this, okay, and I realize that. That's not what I'm talking about here. But it becomes very hard to distinguish between real environmental problems and the eco-wacko new age loons, okay. Let me just give you a very specific example in that regard, okay. I don't know if you're aware of this, but our illustrious United States Congress has banned, you know, the common GE 60-watt light bulb, you know, I think starting in 2011, okay, and in their place, you know, they're giving us mercury light bulbs, okay, to solve the non-problem of global warming or climate change or whatever they're going to call it.
Well, because they tell us it burns less electricity, but the trouble is you can't dispose of that mercury light bulb through regular channels. And the other thing is, of course, all those bulbs are made over in communist China, so we've closed out another American industry in favor of our good friends over in communist China who are preparing for war with the United States.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Why not let people have incandescent light bulbs? They're going to be phased out here in another year or two, and we're all going to have to use these light bulbs, which incidentally cost more. They do not burn longer. In fact, I've got places where we put in regular light bulbs and the incandescent light bulbs, and they burn out far quicker than the fluorescent light bulbs burn out far quicker than the others. A lie told often enough is still a lie. But if you break one of those light bulbs in your home, why, you better, of course, isolate that room because the mercury in there will be toxic and you're going to have to bring in a special crew to clean it up. What madness is this? But, of course, our Congress has done it because they're there to help. Where in the Constitution is it justified? No place at all. But our leaders of Congress who've sworn to uphold the Constitution don't believe in it. They do what they're told, and it's all in the name of protecting the environment. So now we're going to increase the mercury contamination. Of course, to cut back on electricity consumption. And, you know, except we're going to use more expensive light bulbs, close down American plants, reward communist China for their evil deeds, and we live in a world gone mad, Rob, I honestly believe.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, okay, and you covered what I was going to say. But basically, you're right. Another minor thing is that, you know, the problem with these mercury light bulbs, the ones that you don't break and poison, you know, your kids and your pets and your family with, you know, they create a problem in landfills because the mercury gets into the groundwater and then you start drinking the stuff, okay? So that's a prime example of where the eco-wackos, they actually create an environmental problem, okay? Because, again, the goal isn't saving Mother Earth. The goal is to destroy the United States and capitalism, as Dr. Stan is so eloquently stated over the past hour, okay? That being said, let me just say one more thing. You know, like, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I'm just trying to shock people into reality, okay? As far as the Catholic Church goes, it does have a very disgraceful history of you know, the Inquisition and the Crusades and this kind of thing and greed. Okay, I'm talking mostly about the hierarchy, okay? I'm not talking about your run-of-the-mill Roman Catholics, okay? It's based in sun god worship and Babylon and all this kind of stuff. But I'm just telling you, you know, if you're any one of these religions, you know, I think you're going to be made... You may be forced to make a decision real quick, because it just so happens that the Roman Catholic Church, you know, is kind of giving in to evolution, and they're very definitely on board with the whole global warming crowd, okay? And of course, you know, as you may know, in the middle of St. Peter's Square is an obelisk, okay? The monstrance carried by the Catholic Pope is really, you know, it's a symbol of the sun, you know, sun god worship, this type of thing, okay? So let me just make that distinction and make it clear, okay? I'm not judging anybody. I'm warning, trying to... To convince you, whatever the word is.
Well, Rob, we've got problems, though. I'm a Protestant. I'm an evangelical Christian. But the head of the 30 million man member, or 30 million men and women member of the National Associations of Evangelicals was a man named Ted Haggard, who was posing as a minister. He was actually a homosexual, cocaine-using man who was using his position to undermine Christianity. So we got problems in the Protestant church. You've got problems in the Catholic church. The important thing is your relationship to Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you agree?
You're exactly right. And that's what I mentioned before about the wheats and the tares, okay? You know, when Jesus makes that very specific, you know, analogy or symbolic story, said at the end of the world, it's going to be like the wheats and the tares, okay? You know, they are us, okay? That's why that's the whole, if you watch the movie They Live, that's exactly the concept, okay? You know, quote, they are everywhere. You know, there are banks, there, you know, there are media, there are educational establishments, there even are, you know, our quote, religious leaders. It's not just Mr. Haggard. I mean, look, you know, Benny Hinn, and, you know, the guy's a charlatan. I mean, even Rick Warren, okay, you know, and his whole social gospel and all those fakes, Joel Osteen and this kinds of people, okay, they're just a bunch of charlatans, wolves in sheep's clothing, okay. I think even Rick is going to go and be nice to Obama and make nice to, you know, genocidal, you know, kill alive babies Obama, but, you know, Rick's going to go make friends along with the Pope, and, you know, we're going to have this big, you know, interreligious love fest, okay?
Well, we got real problems. Our guest today has been Rob Roselli. We're talking about his book, The Theory of the Livevolution and the Great Society of the Unknown Dead. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Rob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, and I thank you, you know, for having me. You know, we met real, you know, we met real briefly back there when I was in California, a beautiful state, you know, physically at least, but it just seems like a lot of the new age is coming out of California, unfortunately. But anyway.
Well, let me tell you that we are the greatest producer of pornography in the entire world. Right here in California, the pornography industry is asking for a $5 billion bailout. Everybody else is getting a bailout. Why shouldn't the pornography industry? We live in a world gone mad. Go right ahead, Robert.
Yeah, well, by the way, I just heard, you know, real quickly, I heard, you know, great Governor Arnold, you know, Republican-turned green governor is, you know, they're going to send you IOUs on your people's tax rebate checks out there in California. Did I hear that right?
Well, they're saying that, you know, if they don't have any money, they can't pay it out. And, of course, basically they want to keep raising the taxes. Fortunately, Arnold is not going to go along with most of that. So if we didn't have Proposition 13 here in California, they would simply put all of us in the poorhouse. We got a real problem. But, you know, and I don't know what they're going to do about it, but you can't keep spending more than you're taking in. We waste so much money in Sacramento. It's the only solution is going to be to start cutting back, and I think it's going to be cut back. I think we are on the verge of dramatic changes, not only in California, but all throughout our country.
Nationwide. But basically, you know, Box of Sunglasses is the website. And if you get nothing else out of this conversation, you know, I want nothing from you. Just go to God's Simple Salvation Plan and read it. It is very simple versus the whole mess of the New Age. And believe me, it is a mess. Okay, and the other important thing is remember the environmental movement, okay? It is represented by, you know, that Masonic temple on the top of my webpage, okay? It happens to be on top of a cathedral here in New York City that just happens to be the nexus of the modern environmental movement called St. John's the Divine Cathedral, okay? And I spent an entire section going through this place. I visited the place physically, and who was the real founder of this place but none other than, you know, American gangbanger extraordinaire J.P. Morgan, okay, Freemason, okay? And also I've tied in, you know, the whole the Georgia Guidestones, which I know you've discussed at length, okay? I made a connection to them, to the Illuminati, to the 322, number that on the skull and bones. I believe I found a connection there based on that church. The number 7 is all kinds of mathematical connections. That's another link on the bottom of my New Age page. I'm urging people. I want nothing from you. Okay, if you care to donate to support the site, fine. If not, that's okay too. Okay, whatever. Just educate yourselves. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Things are going to get real hairy here in a not-too-distant future.
You're absolutely right. We're out of time, Rob. God bless you. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Ben Robizelli, and, of course, we suggest you type in his name, Google it in, go to his website, read his material. I'm sure it's excellent. But I think it's vitally important people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. It's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Right now it's being played out on a financial battlefield. They've created this crisis. How did they do that? Why, they, of course, encouraged this irresponsible lending. They call it predatory lending. They knew exactly what was happening. They knew exactly what they were doing. After all, as Thomas Friedman said, you really can't sell a house to a man, a $750,000 home to a man who makes $14,000 a year, let him into the house with no down payment and no payment for 2 years, and take that mortgage of his, which he's not going to be able to pay, and then, of course, bundle it in with a lot of other mortgages that never should have been written, and then give them a triple A rating, guarantee the value of that those bonds with the derivatives, but of course there's no money behind them, they're unfunded, or their insurance policy with no reserves, and sell them throughout the world. Unless, of course, you want to bring down the whole economic system. Paulson was given $700 billion to actually buy up all those loans. He could have done that and stopped the whole cascade of home foreclosures. He refused to do it. Somebody, I'm sure, gave him a call in the middle of the night and said, Henry, don't you know we don't want to stop this? Do not dare use those TARP funds, Troubled Asset Relief Programs, to stop this cascade of home foreclosures. You're not to do that. And of course, Mr. Paulson, having received $800 million while working for Goldman Sachs, knew it was good for him. He knows who runs the world. He's never been in the upper echelons of the Trilateral Commission, like his successor, Timothy Geithner, will be. Timothy Geithner is the fellow. We find out that he didn't bother to pay his taxes for a number of years. In fact, he was even collecting money to be used to pay the taxes, and he wouldn't pay the taxes that he made while he was working for the International Monetary Fund. I mean, this man, of course, Timothy Geithner, is a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, the people who run the world, and he's going to be taking over as our Secretary of the Treasury, and, of course, he'll be working with Paul Volcker, who is the former chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, honorary chairman of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberger, chairman of the Group of 30. There's just a little select group out there. There's only maybe 100 of them. But they've run our country, and they may be altogether 5,000, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get me my November newsletter. It's up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. And we begin to tell you how they created this whole crisis. This is all done intentionally. And when you understand that, they know what to do. But they're not going to do it. Why? Because they're going to use this economic crisis change America forever. So we do hope you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then that you will certainly tell others about our website. You'll get our newsletters. You watch our videos. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talk on the Forbidden Secret. And then you need to get our talk on the planned police state, and the syllabuses go with both of those. Then you need to get our DVD, Constance Cumby, talking about the emergence. What is the emergence? That's when the new world ruler appears. And, of course, she's worked with the people who openly talk about this new world ruler coming. The Christ, not Jesus Christ. It's from the other side, from the dark side. You need to get our 4-tape set. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy. It's available in CDs. You need to get the DVD. It's entitled The Atlantic Connection by Chris Pinto, who produced, of course, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, an excellent professional DVD, and then the DVD, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And you need to understand that they have been hiding their emblems in plain sight, as they do on the back of the dollar bill, as they do on the screen, whenever you tune into CBS, and you see in the right lower quadrant the human eye. This is an emblem of the ancient mystery religions. Why is it there? Why? Because CBS was formed by the CIA. And then, of course, pray for America, pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.